Seth Grossman is here and ready to talk to you at libertyandprosperity.com. He's ready for the meeting almost, but he's got to do his little blurb here on the show before that. So, Seth, we bring him in, and welcome to the show, Seth.
Yes, oh, thank you. And, of course, libertyandprosperity.com breakfast discussion every Saturday morning in Summers Point. At it says Sal's Cafe on the door and on the sign, but if you look it up online, it says still says Sal's Coal-Fired Pizza, even though they have a breakfast in the breakfast room. Well, you're not going to hear me say anything about Donald Trump this morning, because when I said something about Donald Trump last week, there was a half-hour argument as to what I'm allowed to say about Donald Trump, you know, because our club is divided. I'd say about 70% for Trump, 30% the other way. And so after a 30-minute discussion as to what I could say about Donald Trump, the unanimous consent was nothing. So if you want to hear me talk about Donald Trump, I'll say it in the privacy of our open breakfast meeting every Saturday morning from 9:30 to 10:30. But you will hear me talk about the ocean wind turbines. In today's press, that Saturday's press of Atlantic City, they had an editorial, cost pile up for New Jersey being first in offshore wind. And the take of that editorial by the press is that wind turbines are like 8-track tapes. They're obsolete technology that's not perfected yet. And it's absolute insanity. Even if you believe in the idea of wind energy, we have not come close to making it work. And, of course, you've heard me talk many times as to why it can't work. You've had the most brilliant engineers in America, scientists, Thomas Edison, who invented the light bulb, and got together with Henry Ford, who invented, mass-produced the automobile. And the two of them spent about 15, 20 years to try to make renewable electricity, try to make electric cars. They said the tech, you can't do it. So maybe if something comes up in the future, that's fine. So anyway, the more we learn about how awful the wind turbines are, the more the government approvals are issued. They got the federal approval. Worstead did. Worstead got multi-million dollar subsidy that raises our electric bills, raises our taxes to pay for the wind turbines. There's going to be hearings next week. We all know what the answer is going to be. But don't give up, because the more information we bring out, the more we delay things, the more we make them follow the technicalities. Maybe we can't stop every single wind turbine, but maybe we'll have the political influence to stop it after just maybe one or two, which won't be as damaging as to have 300 or even 1,000 out in the ocean. So don't give up. We have signs outside our Liberty and Prosperity office in Summers Point, 453 Shore Road. Anybody is welcome to pick up a sign to display it. Anyone's willing to pick up a postcard to hand it out. If you'd like to work with your kids or work with somebody to systematically hand out our cards on the beach, the boardwalk, 96th Street in Stone Harbor, and wherever people get together, please contact us, and we'll tell you how to do it. Now, those postcards, again, are useful because they give all the arguments why the wind turbines can't, when I say they don't work, they can't produce usable electricity. Yeah, they produce electricity just like lightning produces electricity, but you can't use it. So nothing's more useless than something you can't use. So try to help us get the word out. Now, the press of Atlantic City, of course, has a split personality. Although they are recognizing the evil and the uselessness of these wind turbines, they still promote that woke agenda in what's called the 360 section of their paper. And that always has like the woke. It reminds me of back years ago, you had when the communists were running Russia, you had a newspaper called Pravda. And Pravda would tell you what the party wanted, what the agenda was for that week, what the party believed in. And, of course, what the party believed in this week was often completely the opposite of what the party believed in the week before. But George Orwell pointed that out in his book 1984. All they believe in is that the party is always right, do what we're telling you this week, and all they care about is whatever they have to do or say to stay in power. But in any case, the press of Atlantic City is doing these endless reports on the horrible heat wave going on in Texas, Arizona, and New Mexico. But what they don't tell you is that this, and they're saying, see, this is proof that we need wind turbines to you know, stop this horrible climate change. But what they don't tell you is they're having unusually cold weather in the Midwest. And we were having an unusual cold May and June. Remember how cold it was in May and June?
Yeah.
We didn't think we were going to have a summer.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it all averages out. And so far, there's no evidence of any unusual hot weather. For example, in Europe, Italy's having a hot summer, but Germany, England, France, they're all having a cold summer. So, we have all that posted, by the way, on our libertyandprosperity.com website. So, whatever I don't go to, you know, get to talking to you on the radio, please go to the website. There are a lot of new posts.
You know,
there
was another editorial, which I will talk about later. These liberal newspapers, I mean, they're relentless. There was an editorial in the Inquirer saying, oh, the people of South Jersey are foolish. They're against these wind turbines. They're really missing the boat.
well, you really could see the propaganda because I happen to use Microsoft. So as soon as I get up in the morning, I turn on my computer. I get what's called the Microsoft Bing News. And like it has like eight top news items. And the eight top news items are saying the same thing that the Philadelphia Inquirer says, that the New York Times says, that the press of Atlantic City says in that 360 session. And that's like the party line. That's what the agenda is for this particular week. And then you'll hear it even as much, I hate to say it, on the top of the hour news, even on this station, Fox News Radio. It's always promoting this woke left agenda, which always means that whatever the government wants to give more money, more power, more control to the government, and to insult anyone who stands up to oppose them, that's the only consistency. By the way, on last Monday, I was part of a very powerful program at the New Life Assembly Church, which was sponsored by Ethel Hermanow of LifeNet, Pastor Kevin Bernard of the New Life Assembly Church there. And it was really a symposium on what has gone wrong with America since the 1960s. And everybody had a different point of view. But there was a general agreement that the real problem is that we as a nation failed to teach our younger generations what it was that made America special and great, failed to teach just the basic American values of love your neighbor as yourself, of being responsible for your own actions, of not lying or cheating to take away from somebody else, to love your neighbor as yourself, the Ten Commandments, all that. And I have to say there were about 150 to 200 people there, and we had 30 people sign up for Liberty and Prosperity email updates. So that was the biggest number of people signing up that we've ever had. And again, a lot of different views were presented, but all sort of struggling to figure out where we went wrong in 1965 and what we have to do to change it. And that brings up something else. So that was on Monday. And yesterday, there was a fascinating piece that was posted on Twitter by a guy called Pedro Gonzalez. And he was quoting an article by Michael Anton. And it was the case of the first patient in America who was diagnosed with clinical depression for anxiety and fear of the collapse of America. Her name was Joan Didion, D-I-D-I-O-N. In 1968, she was a prominent writer named Woman of the Year by the Los Angeles Times. And suddenly she got physically ill. And when they were analyzing what made her ill, it was because she thought there was no hope for America because the country had gone crazy. And this is in 1968. So it's funny how something totally unrelated sort of ties to what I was talking about at the New Life Assembly Church in Egg Harbor Township Monday night.
Well, you get around, don't you?
I do. Among other things, so what can we do to teach our children? And that's what a lot of us were talking about. And of course, it starts with teaching your own children. And my speech was, it's too late for me to worry about my own children because, you know, I'm 74 and they're grown already. So it's what grandparents and aunts and uncles have to do to help our children and our nieces and nephews raise their children. And it means, you know, helping them homeschool if necessary. It means stepping in to have our kid to read with our children, get them decent books to read. And also means writing checks so they can get the go to the daycare, go to the private schools they have to go to, or the church or synagogue schools to learn proper values. But another thing to do is school board elections. School board elections will be this November. Most towns have 9-member school boards. 3 school board members are elected to 3-year terms every year. And it's not too late. The deadline, if you want to be a candidate for the school board in your town, is July 31st, a week from this coming Monday. So it's a short period of time, but if you act now, there's a lot you can do. And I'm very proud that a lot of folks from Ocean City, from Upper Township, from Galloway, are putting together slates of candidates. And the key thing about running for school board, like anything else in politics, it's a team sport. It's not where you just, you know, go pick up a petition online, you get 10 signatures, you put yourself on the ballot. You have to put some thought into it. You've got to talk to people already active in the schools. You've got to talk to other people who are concerned. You want to run as a team. It's perfectly legal for 3 people, instead of running as a separate candidate, to bracket together as a team, as a ticket. It's very important to go to the political leadership, the political club, your councilman, your township committee, so that instead of just going in trying to fix the whole system by yourself, with a team, there's a lot you could do. And anyone who has any questions, contact us at Liberty and Prosperity. Show up at the Saturday breakfast meeting because we've given a lot of good advice to people who – we've actually had people who would run as a candidate by themselves. They'd lose. They get all disgusted and discouraged. They come to Liberty and Prosperity meeting. They learn just a few simple techniques. And next time they run, they're the top vote getter. So, you know, it's all a matter of skill. And it's almost like going into combat. If you want to go into combat, you take basic training. You have to learn how to use your weapon. You have to learn tactics. Yeah. You have to learn how to use with others. Yeah. So that's one of the things we're doing.
So you recommend that people run for the school board in their community.
Right. If you care enough to complain, if you care enough to write letters to the editor, if you care enough to call on talk radio and complain, then you definitely have enough time, you have enough energy to be a candidate. And I hate to quote Woody Allen, but Woody Allen said 90% of success in life is just showing up. So just by becoming a candidate, even if you don't win the first time, you're going to learn a lot and you're going to win respect. So we could talk about that in detail, but it's all posted on our Liberty and Prosperity website, libertyandprosperity.com.
And did you cover everything?
No. We have our teaching calendar for 2024, which teaches a lesson every month about how liberty created the prosperity in South Jersey. Very specific, because right now, and we have this posted on our website as well, the narrative that's been pumped into the heads of our young people since the 1960s is America is an evil country. It was created by these white Christian European toxic men who came from Europe and wiped out the Native Americans. And then they went to Africa and they rounded up blacks and they brought them here as slaves. And then they built factories that poisoned the planet, and that's where all our wealth and money comes from. One crime after another, so the only good thing that our kids could do is to destroy our country of America and pay reparations to all the innocent victims that we hurt. Now, that, of course, is a total lie. And we posted a great video from PragerU on our website. It's a five-minute video which undoes all of those evil big lies about America. But it's not enough just to refute those lies. What our calendar does is it gives each month, it gives stories about people we actually heard of here in South Jersey, of all races, of all ethnic groups, men, women, how they came here. They had a free society. We had low taxes. We had laws that treated everybody equally. And America was never perfect. But you could see right here from the history of Atlantic City, history of Cape May, history of Ocean City, history of Egg Harbor Township, how we brought more wealth, more justice, more happiness, more opportunity than any other society or country in the world. And we bring that out not just through our website, but through that calendar project. And I urge everybody, this project is costing us $6,000. Thanks to Atlanta County and Denny Levinson, they got us a historical grant that paid for half of this project. But we still need help for the other $3,000. And we have an ad page. You can buy an ad for $1,000 for the full page in the calendar. But you can get a business card listing for as little as $100. So we have 2 weeks to sell those ads or sponsorships. That's what we're working on right now.
Oh, by the way, did you get my email?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
They'll be proud to have I wash your hand. What do they say in Italian? Una mano lava l'altra, something like that. Yeah. You know, one hand washes the other, right. But yes, we get the truth out. And there is one more thing I'd like to say, and that is, of course, Kamala Harris going to Florida and denouncing Governor Ron DeSantis.
Oh, yes,
for,
I heard that.
Reevaluating black history. But the thing, and nobody is saying that slavery was good or positive, but if you look at the end result, if you're black, would you rather be living here in America in a country founded by white slave owners? Well, not all. I mean, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, who were dead set against slavery from the beginning, as was Richard Stockton, who they named Stockton College out of. But even so, would you rather be living in this country where and Americans never went to Africa to capture slaves? Americans bought slaves from blacks in Africa who were selling other people in Africa as slaves. But would you rather be a descendant of the people who founded this country, or would you rather be living in Africa descended from the blacks who sold other blacks into slavery? So why are we evil and they're good? Or if you're black, would you rather be living in Haiti? In Haiti, when they won their independence, they killed all the whites who lived in Haiti and stole their property. Are blacks living in Haiti better off than blacks living in America? When Atlantic City sent, eight students to South Africa, would those students who went to South Africa, are they saying, oh, gee, I'm just being oppressed living in this horrible America. I wish I could live in South Africa. As soon as I get out of high school, I'm going to move to South Africa. Do you have that? How many blacks living in Atlantic City, Pleasantville, Millville, and Bridgeton, with Democratic, black mayors and city council? If they had the money, would they rather live there, or would they rather live in Egg Harbor Township, Galloway Township, Mays Landing? So, in other words, it's a complicated issue. And the reason it's complicated is because, really, the Bible teaches us this lesson. Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers. That was an evil thing to do. But when there was a famine and starvation in the land, it turned out that Joseph, the guy who got sold into slavery in Egypt, built a life for himself, became a success, and became the second most powerful man in Egypt. And because of that wealth and power, he was able to save his brothers who had sold him into slavery. So life is complicated, and to teach our children this thing that America is evil because of things that happened 300 years ago or 150 years ago, when we learn from what we did It's almost like, you know, like a person saying, when I was a teenager, when I was 10 years old, I did stupid things. Am I evil because I did stupid things when I was 10 years old or 15 years old or 16 years old? No, because I went through the experience of doing stupid and maybe even evil things, I made myself a better person. So judge me by who I am today. So that's all that, you know, Ron DeSantis with that new Black History curriculum is teaching. It's to learn that, yes, there was evil in the past, but out of that evil, good came out of it, and we have to build on the good that came out of it and not, you know, blame people today for evil that happened 100, 200, 300 years ago. So we have all that, by the way, posted on our Liberty and Prosperity site, but that's really the reason why we're doing this teaching calendar, to show how, you know, out of what was wrong in the past, how for 300 years, America, and especially New Jersey, created more wealth, opportunity, justice, and happiness than any other culture in the history of the world. So that's our Liberty and Prosperity message. And gee, I'm late for my meeting.
You're really late. I mean, you're really late.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Look it up online.
Okay. Seth Grossman, Liberty and Prosperity, the website libertyandprosperity.com.